Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah. We're making our way right through the week. This is pretty good. Pretty happy about it. Great texts coming in. Love the texts. Yep. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Well, I'll tell you, this mailbox discussion has just taken on a life of its own. Wow. Well, and I do love the angry messages. I do. You know, every once in a while, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I've done some good stuff in my life, right? I got three kids, and I'm part of making them, and I think they're, you know, pretty good. I've done one or two things that I think are good, right? I mean, not necessarily everything. I've done plenty of crappy stuff, but I've done some good stuff. I was in jail this morning. And I do need to explain that to you because when I left this morning, I said to Heidi, I said, all right, well, I'm going to jail. What? I said, oh, yeah. And one of the folks I work with, who's a good guy, Kent, sent me a text message. And I just, you know, it's not like I'm making it. I said, I'm in jail at the moment. I'll call you back later. As you may or may not know, I have been a pain in the rear end to Chris Beach and the team at the Fatherhood Foundation to get a program stood up here in Hanover at Pamunkey Regional Jail to deal with some of the fathers who are inside. Now, Pamunkey Regional Jail, you may or may not know. I'm hoping you're totally unfamiliar with it. That would be good. If you can tell me which pod is the best, okay. But Pamunkey Regional Jail houses folks and serves the communities of Hanover County, Caroline County, and the town of Ashland. And what Chris Beach and the Fatherhood Foundation have done is they have a great program called the Inside Out Dad. And that's not about, you know, looking at your gizzard and figuring stuff out. It's about going and helping fathers who are incarcerated get their stuff together. You know, I almost said that word, but, you know, get their stuff together. So that they're not back in jail. They don't go to prison. They, you know, get their acts together. And the way that we teach it is we're all fathers, right? That's why we're part of the Fatherhood Foundation. Now, there are some great women who are involved. There are some folks who don't have kids. I get it. But at its core, the Fatherhood Foundation is exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of fathers who said, we can do better. And we can help men do better. So it has been a pain, and it's been a slog, and that's okay. That's the way this stuff works. It's bureaucracy, right? But we had our final meeting this morning, which is fantastic, getting all of the T's crossed and the I's dotted so that we may present the Inside Out Dad program to some of the men in Pamunkey. So that's what I'm saying. So that's one of the things I'm very proud of. It's kind of weird, I guess, but I am very, very, very proud of that. I think that's a good thing to do. I think that we have to understand that the vast majority of people who are incarcerated are getting out. They are. They're getting out. And you and I can sit here and say, well, you know, they should never be released. Okay. But they are getting out. Now, what are you going to do then? Are you going to help them at some point in some way get their stuff together and become decent members of society and pay taxes and look after the kids they made? Or are you going to say, not my problem, you know, hope it all works out for you. And then you're going to wake up one evening and they're going to be in your kitchen and you didn't invite them and they're going to be busy stuffing a toaster in their pants. So there you have it. A couple of things coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Ann in the RBA says, Jeff, maybe instead of asking Rich to put up your mailbox, he can recommend someone who can put it up securely. Oh, absolutely. No, I wouldn't ask him to do that. I'm not asking anybody to do it. Although, if you want to do it, like the guy has got his 67-year-old wife he's volunteered, we'd be happy to have her out here. I'm telling you, I would serve coffee. And if she doesn't like bagels, that's okay. I'll get some Danish. Hey, Jeff, Kevin Carroll can show you how to set your mailbox post. That is absolutely true. In fact, the reality is that Kevin wouldn't even need to show me how to do it. Kevin could come to my house and say, hey, here, hold my coffee. I'm going to set your mailbox up. And I know that because I'm looking right now at shelves in my studio that, God bless him, Kevin came up and actually put up for me. So I appreciate that. Kevin and his lovely bride, Leanne, they're great, great people. They really are. Let me see. Another nice thing about Charles Pye. He keeps calling Charles Chuck. I don't know. Does that? Charles, Jerem, do me a favor. Ask Charles if he likes Chuck. I don't know. But it sounds like this guy is friendly already, which is good. Another nice thing about Chuck is he covers local news. The other guy just did the leftist national news. Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah, believe me. I know. Oh, yeah. Here's an angry one. Hello, I heard you... I heard you working, I don't know where. Whoever said you only work 3 hours a day just might not know the entire deal. Thank you for what you do on the radio. Thank you for helping the fathers. I plan to vote Friday, Powhatan County right now, en route to Cumberland County. All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There is an angry one. I'm just trying to get to the angry one because I think it's... 804. I wasn't going to send this until you said you like angry texts. And once again, another commercial came on. Ah! I used to like to listen to your show, but it seems like most of its commercials now, you talk about somebody that you and Heidi have hired, and it's very annoying. Well, why is it very annoying? See, that's the way that I operate, and the guy didn't sign his name, so I don't know who it is, but that is the way that I operate, though. I tell you about people that I know and people that I trust. That's all. I make plenty, I believe you, plenty of salespeople angry. Because through the years, they've come and said, hey, well, you know, we want you to do this. We'd love for you to endorse this. We'd love you to talk about this. And I have to tell them no. And they're livid. They're like, well, look, I got a check from them. They're ready to go. Well, they may be ready to go, but I don't know anything about that person. I haven't worked with them. I haven't dealt with them. I didn't buy something from them. I don't use their product. And unless you can meet those requirements, I'm sorry, I can't help you out. So you are legitimately, sir or ma'am, the first person who has ever been upset about that. That's weird. Weird. Jeff, your friend John Reed struggles at reading texts. All right? Well, I don't know what to tell you. Because I think John's pretty smart. But I will give you this. The entire text stream here is screwed up six ways to Saturday. Because it takes a line and then moves it over here and takes another line and moves it over there. So you kind of sort of have to play. It's like Jenga, but in reverse. And you put all the text pieces back together. 804 says, Jeff, I am not a 677-year-old woman. I'm not even 67 years old. I'm not a contractor, but I listen to your show every day. I'll make you a deal. You give me two tickets to Politics and Pints, and I will install your mailbox. I'll even throw in the concrete. That's Jeff in Camden. Jeff, I'd love to help you out, man, and nobody believes me. I don't have any tickets. I get notes from friends. I mean, like, really good friends. And they're thinking, oh, I know you said on the air you don't have any. But, you know, listen, I don't have any tickets. I don't. You have to go to WRVA.com to get your tickets. 804. So, Jeff, if this lady is going to install your mailbox post, we all need to take a look at her CV. Worst case scenario, at least three of us will give references. By the way, does she do deck rails as well? I know a 25-year-old kid that needs some done. I don't know. I'll keep everybody apprised. I swear to you, I will let you know what I get back. I am worried about the economy, and I know that I am standing out here like the proverbial sore thumb. Why? Jeff, we just got a half a point interest rate cut. That's good. The markets are up. Jeff, that's good. It's going to make it easier for mortgages. It's going to make it, you know, credit cards. I understand that. But the last time that we had a rate cut this large, it's 0.5%. They call it 50 basis points, but it's 0.5%. The last time we had that was because of COVID. And before that, it was because of 9/11 and the entire real estate market melting down. You may not like President Trump. I can't help you with that. I like President Trump. But what President Trump said is pay close attention to this, because that big a rate cut could involve two things. Thing number one, it's political. I guarantee you it's political. Number two, the economy writ large is not as good as we're being told, right? Wasn't the goal 2% inflation? And in fact, we have 2.5% inflation. I'm not a math guy, and I will ask Dr. Dave Bratt tomorrow for his opinions, but I think there might not be all good news involving this. All right. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday eve. Looking at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, anyone who has a vast portfolio did well, but working Joes are going to get screwed by more inflation. You're absolutely correct. What did I tell you? Unless you got a 19.7% pay increase, you are making less money now than you were back in 2021. That's the reality of it. And you might have a boss go, well, I did this, I did that. Doesn't matter. Have you given your employees a percentage that meets or exceeds the rate of inflation? If the answer is no, then your employees are making less. And it doesn't matter how much you scream or holler or try and cajole people, they're making less. And there are a lot of people now who are just starting to figure out how money works, how inflation works. And I got news for you. They're not happy about it. 804, Jeff, is Dave Bratt on tomorrow? Of course he is. It's Friday. Dr. Dave Bratt, former Congressman Dave Bratt, Professor Dave Bratt. I mean, whatever title he's got on. Yeah, he's a good guy. 804, Jeff, can Stan help you with the mailbox? No, it doesn't have an engine. Well, I've got one of those engine-free mailboxes. So, no, all right. Listen, I did something. People like to say that I did a thing. Well, you know what my thing was? I actually watched CNN, and you're welcome. I did it so that you wouldn't have to. Take a listen. This Scott Jennings, man, I'm telling you, he has become the reason to watch CNN, because he just, well, he corrects all of them. Cut number one.
The saying, like, what's the red line? That I remember so well, July 13th. And I remember the conversations in the days that followed. I remember President Biden's speech about toning down the rhetoric. And I saw the rhetoric toned down on both sides. And then 20 minutes into his acceptance speech, Donald Trump turned up the volume. I'm not blaming him for what happened. Of course, in our country, you do not decide political disputes through violence. But the problem is that we have too much hate speech right now, and we are creating.
Give me an example. What do you mean by hate speech? Because I want to specifically know, because I think I know what it is. But I'm interested in what you think about this, because I agree with you. I do think we have too much hate speech. But give me an example.
I would say when you use the term vermin to describe your political opponents.
So you think it's Trump's fault that he got shot, or got shot, or
he just said it's what he thought.
Thank you, Scott. I won't step in that trap. That's not what I said. There is no place in this country for violence. But let's be honest about why we have so much tension in this country. When you dehumanize people, you are using the rhetoric of the 30s. I'm not going to say which country in the 30s, but when you dehumanize people, you make it easier for disturbed minds to do the wrong thing. And let me just remind you of something. In 2019, Donald Trump said that the internet is a dangerous avenue, okay, to radicalize disturbed minds. He was right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Everything is Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump got shot. Yep, that's his fault. Somebody was ready to shoot at Donald Trump. Well, that's Trump's fault, you know. You know what else could be Trump's fault? An improved economy, more jobs, more money in your pocket. That could be Trump's fault. I personally would like to see that happen. I am ready at this point to say maybe we can do better. Don't you think? Yeah. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday Eve. There's all sorts of good stuff happening. The weather is not bad, although I'll tell you, just in the time that you and I have been together, the humidity is kind of ratcheted up a few points, and it's starting to get a little shticky. That we'll make our way through it, that's for sure. We got Kevin Carroll joining us in a couple of moments. Big event coming up down in Chesterfield. It's this Saturday at the Chesterfield County Airport, and we'll let Kevin talk all about that. We've got Dr. Keith Ablo is going to be joining us at 5:35. Now, tomorrow, because it's Friday, a lot of things happen on Fridays, including the fact that Dr. Dave Bratt joins us. Dave, as you know, formerly a member of Congress for the 7th District, has been out at Liberty University for a number of years now. He was there heading up the business school at Liberty. He's now the vice provost, I think, for business affairs. There are a whole slew of titles. But to his core, Dave is an economist. That's what his bread and butter has been throughout the years. And so I am looking forward to chatting with him about this interest rate cut. I know we're supposed to be excited about it. We're talking about how things are happening on Wall Street. And there's a big uptick on the Dow. But I would caution you in this way. People get very disturbed when there is a drop of 500 points in the Dow. And people today are very excited because there's an uptick of 500 points. Please remember what I say when it's down. The Dow right now is what, 40, 41,000? So a move of 500 is interesting, but it's not necessarily make or break. And I think behind the scenes, under the radar, what President Trump said the other day is probably closer to the mark, that this interest rate cut has more to do with politics, right? It's about helping out Kamala Harris. And it might also indicate, and this is the one that concerns me, and this is what I think, is that the economy has been damaged much more seriously and hurt much more than people have acknowledged by Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and these other crazy leftists in D.C. So we'll see how that all plays out. Governor Youngkin also talking about that on Fox News. Now, I mentioned to you my friend Kevin Carroll, a good guy, retired sergeant out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. He's a member of the Board of Supes. I think he just got reelected to that not too long ago, and they got a big event coming up on Saturday that I want you to know about. Kevin, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for having me on this afternoon.
It's good to hear your voice, man. It's nice to hear you and think that everything is going well in your world, I hope.
I think you're feeling a lot better. I mean, the last time I got to see you, I think, was at Politics and Pints, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I saw the photos, you and your lovely bride taking your boat out for the last time. Did you weep just a little bit? You did, didn't you?
Well, you know, we never know. Maybe God will give us another warm day when the leaves are changing on the lake, and we'll get to go out and appreciate it one more time.
Ooh, wow, I do like the way you think. All right, my friend, this Saturday at the Chesterfield County Airport, you got one or two things happening, don't you?
So we wanted to hold a Get Out to Vote event to get people excited about getting out to vote and give them an opportunity to come and meet their candidates in person. So we have a great event at the Chesterfield County Airport. We're using a private hangar. No government funds have been utilized to fund this event. It's all private donations to do it. It's a private hangar owned by an individual who's allowing us to use it. But we're going to have some really great people there. So if you're in the community and you'd like to come out and meet Congressman Rob Whitman for the 1st District, you should come on out. He's going to be there. Hung Cao, who's running for state senate, is going to be there. Bill Moore, who's running in the 4th Congressional District, is going to be there. And we got a couple of special guests that are coming. The Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears, and the Governor, Glenn Youngkin, will be there.
I love
it. As well as myself and other elected leaders, Sheriff Carl Leonard and others from the Chester County Republican Committee. I've been working with the Republican Committee to get this whole event put together, and it's come together quite nicely, and it should be a lot of fun. It's not going to take all day. We're going to get there at 9 o'clock in the morning, start at 10, and have an opportunity for fellowship, opportunity to meet people who are like-minded, and get some really great information provided to in person from the candidates. And so if you're not busy, come on down. That's what I say.
No, it sounds like a great event. It's this Saturday, Chesterfield County Airport.
Yep.
9 o'clock is when you're going to want to get there. 10 o'clock is when the festivities will get underway. And you've got all of these folks, Hung Cao and Rob Whitman and Winsome Sears and Glenn Youngkin. These are great people. How do you feel as a Republican going into this election? You hopeful? You excited?
Both hopeful and excited, trying to make sure that we you know, get people to get engaged. I mean, I think people, you know this, right? So some people in the past have said, well, I can't vote for Trump for this, that, and the other reason. I think that, if you look at the last 4 years, I think you could probably figure out which way I'm going to vote.
Yeah, right.
What I would say is, all right, if you're on the fence with that, but you're a Republican or you're conservative, you have conservative values, or even if you're independent and you lean conservative, come and meet these other candidates and give yourself an opportunity to ask them the questions and hear what they have to say, and consider voting not just our entire ticket, but certainly voting for these great people that we have running for Congress and for the state senate.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's such a vital election. Let me remind everybody, Kevin Carroll is joining us. Kevin is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, retired police sergeant from the Chesterfield County Police Department. Kevin, we hear it every time, right? This is the most important election ever. This is the most important election ever. Well, there are a lot of us who are sitting back where we are of an age that we've seen an election or two. We do get this really is maybe not the most important, but it is certainly amongst the most important elections of our lifetime.
You know, my first president I got to vote for was Ronald Reagan. It was in his second term. And I remember what the inflation numbers were like back when Jimmy Carter was president going into Reagan's election, and how the country progressed. And we've seen the changes in the last 4 years, under this current administration, and we saw what it was prior.
Yeah.
And the interest rate cut that you're talking about, you know, that there's a consequence no one's even talking about in reference to this, and that is that when you do cut the rate like that, there's a certain amount of people in the market that have been actually out of the market because they couldn't afford the interest rate and what it was going to be for a monthly payment. And so we've been getting briefed on this locally. Mm-hmm. And if this does happen, if it kickstarts those people who've been out of the market, onto the market, with the housing shortage that we have, and everybody knows there is one across the United States,
right.
It's going to drive prices up. Remember, market is relative to supply and demand, and we don't have enough supply for the demand. And if the demand goes even higher, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of jubilation amongst people just at the surface level. But then once you start diving down into it, Governor Youngkin spoke about it. President Trump spoke about it. You're speaking about it. There's a lot that's going to come from this, and for good and for ill.
And look, I'm not Dave Brad. I'm not an economist, but I actually reach out to people who do this for a living to get the expert information from them, and this is what they're telling me. So.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. Well, is there going to be anything really cool, like, you know, gifts or swag or prizes or anything in this big rally you're doing?
The coolest thing is you get to meet your candidates.
Okay.
This is just about a fun event for people to come out and have a good time and again have an opportunity to engage with people that you don't necessarily get to see.
Yeah.
And ask the questions and enjoy yourself at the same time.
Do people need to register? Because I've got a little handout here from the Chesterfield GOP that says they should sign up for the rally. Can people get you to show up?
You can sign up. Nope, you can sign up ahead of time. If you go to Chesterfield, you can go to a couple things. You can go to our, you can Google Chesterfield County Republican Committee, go to the website, and there's a way you can log on there.
Okay.
And sign up to ahead of time to come to the event. If you don't get a chance to, you can still come. We'll make it work.
Excellent, excellent. I will say that the Chesterfield GOP does mention you get signs and bumper stickers. You can also get signed up to do the door knocking. And, Kevin, just so you know, they do promise that there's cool swag available. So,
well, I guess from the swag side, the Chesterfield Republican Committee is bringing all kinds of neat stuff. But I can tell you I picked up 100 Hung Cow signs. I have Trump signs for those who are going to be looking for Trump signs.
Yeah,
we'll have Rob Whitman signs. So we'll have a bunch of stuff like that, and I know that the Republican Committee is going to have a table set up with a bunch of neat stuff on their table as well, and some stuff from the Trump people as well.
I love it. Well, listen,
I guess
sounds
that's
like
swag.
It sounds like a great time. I know you're going to do a wonderful job with this. I want to get you back when we got some more time, if you don't mind. I'd love to get an update on the search for the police chief and some of the other developments you got going on in your county. All right.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anytime, and yeah, we're moving forward. We're making progress with that. We hope to, we interviewed some candidates the other day. We got some more coming up, and we hope to, we're going to be talking with the board in the next meeting about the issue, and so hopefully here shortly, we'll have made some progress, and maybe you have an announcement. But we've got a lot more work to do with the committee, and then with the board itself. You know, our process is a little bit different than most localities.
Yeah, no worries at all. But I'm looking forward to hearing that, Kevin. I appreciate you being here. Please give my my best to your lovely bride,
and same to yours, brother.
Yes,
same to yours.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. That is Kevin Carroll. Kevin is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. I mean, really a rock solid guy. And this Saturday, 9 in the morning until 12 noon, Chesterfield County Airport, there's going to be a big get-together. You got Governor Youngkin coming out for this, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Congressman Rob Whitman, Hung Cao is going to be there, Kevin. It's going to be a good time. So if you have been either on the sidelines in Chesterfield going, I don't know what I'm going to do, go out, meet some of the candidates. I think it'll be really educational. If you're not on the sideline, thinking, man, all I need is a Hung Cao sign or a Rob Whitman sign or a Donald Trump sign, well, Saturday is going to be the day to go and get it. Again, Chesterfield County Airport. You can go to the Chesterfield GOP, register ahead of time if you'd like. And Kevin did say, even if you just show up, that'll be cool as well. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 453, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Some good texts coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Now, one of them is in reference to one of the little sound bites we had, and they were attacking President Trump, claiming that what President Trump was saying was dehumanizing. And 804 says, Jeff, how much more dehumanizing can it be than to shoot at somebody? Great point. Great point. 804, Jeff, do you think Virginia was spared the mass dumping of illegal aliens because we are a blue state? Well, if you go back about 4 years and you take a look at where illegal aliens have been transported, courtesy of the federal government, you will see that they have, in a disproportionate way, been led to states that did not vote for Joe Biden. Now, it's not me saying that. I'm just looking at the numbers. I'm looking at all these details, and they are right there, and it's easy enough to go and double-check them if you'd like. JP in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, I concur. Charles Pyle is doing great. I heard it live when the old guy, what's his name, said, oh, shut up on air after you accurately mocked Governor Blackface. And I was impressed with how classy you were because I was cussing at the radio that day, JP in Mechanicsville. Oh, yeah, I remember that. One or two other things. And I just go about my day and keep smiling. And I am like, I think everybody. Happy that we've now got Charles doing the news, top and bottom of the hour. Great stuff. Oh, I've got an angry email. Ah, Germ, we may need to put together some sort of musical accompaniment at some point. This is from Valerie. who is, says, I'm another listener to address the fact that you continually speak of your wife, Heidi. Well, okay. I mean, I would talk about somebody else's wife, but I think that could be problematic. You know, that might not end well for me if all of a sudden I'm speaking about somebody else's wife. So I'm sorry, Valerie, but I'm going to have to continue with my personal line of when I'm speaking of wives, I need to speak of my own particular wife, the lovely, the talented Heidi. Are you ready for John Reed? I posted this great piece from Bacon's Rebellion on the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook. Is Virginia ready for John Reed as Lieutenant Governor? I said, I'm ready. Are you? Go and check it out, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Oh, you got to follow me over on X, because that's where I'm putting everything up almost immediately these days. Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, WRBA.com. That's where you go right now. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.